welcome to Earth Eats, a program of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
We're talking today about edible flowers, and who better to speak with than Moya Andrews. She does a show on WFIU called Focus on Flowers.
Focus on Flowers. I wish there was some other way I could say it, because it's sort of so predictable. Focus on Flowers. I try to do it different ways, but it doesn't work. Okay.
Ah, we love you just the way you are, Moya. Around here, we call her the Flower Lady because she knows all about flowers, eating and growing and otherwise.
You know, people have eaten flowers for centuries, and in fact, the medicinal properties of flowers, of course, are well known. And the ancients recognized how important flowers were. Well, actually, herbs, spices, all kinds of plants were used to cover up the taste of spoiled food. And also, of course, they strewed herbs on the floor to make the room smell better because so much of what was cooked, the smells remained and other unfortunate smells also. So they were used not as a flavor themselves, but to mask other flavors in the beginning, plants. But there is a movement now to use them more in cooking, and that's kind of fun.
Yeah, she says it's kind of fun, but the truth of the matter is that she would never eat a flower herself. I asked. She's cool with flowers as a garnish, but that's it.
You know, flowers are so almost sacred to me, mm-hmm. so that I've got to have them there to look at intact.
But, you know, someone who loves eating and cooking with flowers, you'll never guess.
But it's funny because a lot of people, when I do it at the restaurant, the first thing they do is they take off the garnish and they push it to the side because they don't understand that these things are edible and actually will complement the dish. So I try to put them on, especially if I see some big, strong macho guy out there. I'll put a lot of flowers on his salad, see if he can deal with it.
Ah, that's nice. Chef Orr's got a brief list of his favorite edible flowers.
I love zucchini and other squash blossoms. I usually stuff them with something before battering them and frying them. I love those tiny little purple chives. You can sprinkle those flowers almost over anything. Pea and bean buds and their flowers are sweet and charming. Borage flowers are blue and beautiful. They've got this wonderful star shape and a mild cucumber flavor. Many decorative flowers may also be eaten, such as marigolds, peonies, carnations, nasturtiums. All of them have great floral flavors with a touch of bitterness and a little peppery aftertaste. Asians and Europeans have long used flowers in teas, such as chamomile, lavender, jasmine, bergamot, clover, and even hibiscus. So don't push them to the side of your plate. Start putting them in the middle of your next dish.
Now, keep in mind, however, that you need to take care before you just go randomly eating flowers. Make sure that they've not been sprayed with pesticides, don't pick flowers on heavily trafficked roads, and probably don't eat flowers you buy from a shop or a grocery store. Basically what I'm saying, grow them yourself or know exactly where your flowers are coming from. Moya Andrews has more tips on this in her complete interview with me. The website has that and other stuff. I'm saying eartheats.org. But let's get to the kitchen already. Chef's got a great recipe here for chicken-fried zucchini flowers with basil and mozzarella. Take it away.
All right. What we're going to do is a recipe that I learned in Milan from a friend of mine, Enzo. It's kind of a classic way of preparing the squash blossoms. And what we do is we just kind of open them up. They almost feel silky, and it's almost like opening up a piece of cloth. And the way we're going to cook these today is we're going to fry them. But you could also do the same recipe and just fold them over and steam them for a healthier dish. All right, next I'm going to marinate the mozzarella. I've got some nice fresh mozzarella. Just to kind of intensify the flavor a little bit, we're going to add a little bit of chopped garlic and a little bit of my new regime spice blend, and then a little bit of olive oil. We're going to wrap these in a basil leaf and then stuff them into the squash blossom. Okay, the other thing that I like to do and what my friend in Italy showed me to do is to also add a little anchovy. They give it that kind of briny flavor, which is really, really nice. One of the reasons I love Italian food is the complex flavors that they develop in their dishes. So now I'm just going to roll these up, okay, and then press them together. So you've made these little tight little packages.
As he's rolling the blossoms, he mentioned a good idea to me. Since this is sort of an intensive process, you can prep the blossoms ahead of time and then freeze them for 24 hours or so. That way, when your guests arrive, you can fry them up right then.
Okay, now that we have our packages made up, just going to crack a couple eggs and just put a touch of water in there. And this is what in the business we call standard breading procedure. All right, so you have your flour, your egg mixture, and then your breadcrumbs. And then you line your three pans up. Your first one should always be your flour, your dry ingredients. You always want to season that with a little bit of salt and pepper. And then one thing that people always do is they always get their hands all gunky when they're doing this kind of thing. So what you want to do is have a dry hand and a wet hand. All right, so with your dry hand, you're going to do your flour, and then you put it into the egg, and you just repeat that until all of them are done. Okay, then the final process in the standard breading procedure is the breadcrumbs. We're using panko. Okay, once they're all nicely coated, we're going to go over to the stove and just simply saute them up. All right, so we have probably about an eighth to a quarter of an inch of oil in here, and we're just going to gently put them down inside. So we want to cook them long enough that the mozzarella or mozzarella inside has time to get warm and melt, because that's what it's all about, is that nice gooey mozzarella on the inside and the nice crunchy breading on the outside.
Almost finished. Make sure you have some paper towels handy to soak up the oil, by the way. It's really a very pretty dish. Check out photos as well as the complete recipe on our website, eartheats.org.
So to finish a plate, what I'm going to do is just take a little bit of red pepper sauce, a little roasted red pepper sauce, and then I'm going to decorate it with one of those wonderful wine-cured anchovies, and then one of these beautiful purple basil sprigs on the top. That, to me, is an Italian summer.
That's it for us this week. Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
If you need more Earth Eats in your life, you can follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just look for Earth Eats, one word, or you can become a fan of Earth Eats on Facebook.
And we're fans of our listeners, aren't we, Chef? We love our listeners.
Absolutely.
Help us keep Earth Eats coming to you every week by becoming a member at wfiu.org/EarthEats. Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. You know, whether I need advice about flowers or dudes, Chef Orr, he is my guru.
The male blossom sits out there, wags in the wind, and tries to pollinate everything.
I'm Annie Corrigan.